Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the first time, the NRL All-Stars Clash will take place in New Zealand. The All-Star fixtures, there's three matches on the day, will take place on Saturday the 11th of February at Rotorua International Stadium. And joining us on the Summer Run Home is the coach of the Maori All-Stars, Ben Gardner. Ben, how are you, mate?
Kia ora, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, kia ora to you. I love kia ora. It's
me
a great
too.
Greeting.
It's the best. Now, let's get straight into it, Ben, here. You are replacing, it's your first go at being the All-Stars coach, and you are replacing Stacey Jones and David Kidwell. They're pretty big shoes to fill. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I am, I think. I've been really lucky to work with both of those guys for a number of years. So I worked as Kitty's assistant coach. Kitty's a really good mate of mine, and we've been able to sort of build this camp up over the last 3 years, and been lucky to work with Stacey with the Kiwis for about 5 or 6 years now. So learn a lot off those guys and, you know, a lot about temperament and the Māori people and how to work with the New Zealand guys. So I think it's a good opportunity for myself, but probably a bigger opportunity for the boys this weekend. I'm just there to sort of lead the way and facilitate things in regards to the footy and, yeah, lots of other people helping out in the background to make sure we get a good week for the guys and for the fans.
Yeah, now this is the first time the tournament, well, the three matches are going to take place in New Zealand, and they're at Rotorua, which is obviously a place that has a lot of significance in Maori culture. How much of a difference is that going to make for the boys, do you reckon?
It's going to make a huge difference. You know, in the Māori culture, they talk about, you know, representing their iwi, which is their area, and also their whānau, which is their family. And this is the first opportunity that the boys that are in this team will be able to go home to do that. So they all always represent really well and, you know, they're guardians of that jersey, so to say. But to be able to go and do it in front of the people at home and especially in a place of such significance, sort of spiritual significance, such as Rotorua, it's really awesome and they're really excited about it. Like all of the boys that have been selected in the team are pumped to go. They can't wait and, you know, they're sort of, yeah, really counting down the days to get to that Sunday and Monday in 2 weeks' time to get over to New Zealand again.
Mate, this is my favourite thing about, well, one of my favourite things about this clash is obviously the traditional, the war dances beforehand. Always so emotional. It always seems like there's a whole bunch of emotion in the air. How big is that going to be in front of a Kiwi crowd when the team do the haka?
It's going to be huge. You know, it may seem like those things just happen seamlessly, but there's actually a lot of practice that goes into that and a lot of rehearsal and a lot of thought put into it. We actually have a Māori cultural advisor and he puts all of that together for us and coordinates the movements and the structure of the dance and all of that because it's actually a very respect-orientated occasion. So they need to get it right and the boys will put in practice behind closed doors in their room as well as in a group. It will mean everything to the people that are not only at the ground, but also in the nation. And, you know, some of the hakas that we've done over the previous years with the All-Stars have been rated as some of the best hakas of all time. So, you know, the boys will be looking forward to it, but they'll want to be putting their best foot forward as well.
Now, can you reveal who's going to lead your haka? Is it somebody terrifying?
I think a number of the boys are quite terrifying.
Yeah, that's true.
To be really honest with you, I don't know. That's okay. Something that our cultural advisors and our leaders of our team will decide. So, you know, sometimes it could be a really experienced player because of the experience that they have on the footy field. And other times it could be an inexperienced player. But you'll hear the word mana sort of being thrown around a lot in this week, which is their energy and the spirit that they bring to what they do, these guys. So it'll be someone that has a lot of mana, has a lot of respect amongst the group, and it may not be the most obvious person. So the guys will start those decisions when we get into camp, and, you know, there may be a surprise come game day on the Saturday.
Well, there are some crazy impressive players in this team you're about to coach, Ben. Let me run through a few of them. Nelson Asofa Solomona, James Fisher-Harris, Corey Harawira-Naira, Joseph Manu, Jordan Rapana, Jared Warira-Hargraves, big names, players that we all know well. Let me ask you this. With your coaching style of these players, are you closer to a bellyache or are you more of a Wayne?
I'd like to think somewhere in between.
Okay.
Madge McGuire.
I don't know. Yeah, I think as a coach, you need to bring your own style. And, you know, as I said, I've been really lucky to build some relationships with all of those guys over a number of years coaching the Kiwis and in the All-Stars. So they know me quite well. So I'll bring my own personality and my own way of approaching things. And they sort of know that already, which is great. So, you know, we don't have to go through those teething issues and the respect building phase and all of that sort of stuff. I think that that's already there. But, you know, I've got a pretty calm, cool and collected sort of head until the big moment comes along, maybe. But
bellyache.
It'll be... it may well be, but that might have been 10 years ago or 5 years ago. But, not so much anymore. I sort of try and stay a little bit calmer in the... I call it in the blue head space. You would have heard of the blue head and the red head space. I try to stay more in the blue head space, which is the calm space, as much as possible now.
Well, that's nice to hear. That's a very modern thing. I wouldn't get in the redhead space when Jared Warira-Hargraves is standing in front of me either, to be honest.
Yeah, he's a pretty scary dude, Jared, isn't he?
Yeah, well, probably if he's on your side, he's probably not scary. He's the guy exactly you want standing next to you. But, yeah, facing down him is not something I'd particularly like to do. Hey, mate, just looking through your list, one of the things we were chatting about in the office before we got on air was what your spine's going to look like. We love a bit of spine
talk.
Oh, we
love spine chat.
Have you made any decisions or are there some combinations you're looking at?
Yeah, we're going to have a chat about some combinations, firstly, when we get into camp. I've got some ideas that... It's really good because I've got some great feedback from all of the NRL clubs and, you know, I'd like to publicly thank the NRL clubs for buying into this and helping us out with stuff like that. So there's a number of guys in our team that have gone to new clubs and stuff like that over the off-season. So we've had a fair bit of feedback around where they're training and how they're going with training, which is brilliant because that obviously helps you make choices in a game like this where they haven't played any footy in the new year. So sort of sometimes a difficult choice to make because you're coming out of a preseason without actually seeing any of these guys play. But we've had some really good feedback along the way from some of the clubs. And there will be a few surprises, I think, from a few people. But, you know, we need to play to our strengths. You can see that we've got strengths in different areas across the park. So, you know, that's probably one of my philosophies around coaching is that you build your game plan on the people that you have in your team and to the style of those people. So that's what we'll be doing. And, you know, the spine could be a different spine throughout the game as well because it's an interesting game, this one. It's 20 players, obviously, in the team, unlimited interchange. So a lot of players playing a lot of different positions. I think a few years ago, Dylan Walker played left centre, right centre. He played 5'8 on the left-hand side, he played winger on the right-hand side, and he played lock, and that was all in the one game. So there's a lot of movement that happens throughout the game, so utility value is really important as well. I just think that we'll make some of those choices once we get into camp and have a little bit of a look at what combines well and what doesn't combine well.
One thing I do know is your players are going to be hard to tackle because, mate, you dodged that question beautifully. You were not giving me anything.
Very good. You, mate, you're going to be a great first grade coach one day.
Agility is one of the key components of rugby league.
Hey, Ben, I'm just looking at the Indigenous All-Stars lineup, and geez, there's some wood ducks in there, mate. Josh Addo-Carr, Nicho Hynes, Selwyn Cobbo, they're really good. Latrell Mitchell, yeah. Cody Walker, yeah. Jack Wyden. Like, this is an unbelievable side you're playing against.
Brilliant side.
Yeah.
And what about the class in, you know, some of the players that they've got there? Like, you see Josh Addo-Carr at the World Cup, how well he played at end of the year. And he was brilliant. And we all know how good Latrell is and Cody and guys like Jack Wyden and Nicho Hynes is in there. So it's going to be a brilliant game. Like, and, you know, we expected it to be. It's always been a really close affair. The players are representing their culture and representing their culture. You know, we sort of said when we were going through our team selections, once those boys put that jersey on, it doesn't matter who they are, the energy or the mana will come through. So the Indigenous team's, you know, pretty similar in that manner, I think. They're representing their culture, and all of a sudden they put that jersey on and, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And you add a little bit of the, I suppose, the brilliance that they've got there in some of those players. Like, it's going to be a great game.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ben. And, you know, it's going to be great fun for you. But looking ahead into your 2023, you've also moved on to another club. I just wanted to ask you, moving from the Tigers to the Panthers, did you get the Bens heading up the ladder that quick?
Well, at the moment, there's no ladder because the competition
hasn't started. Very nice.
He's so good, isn't he?
It was a really good experience for me as a coach at the Tigers. It was an interesting season. There was a lot of changes and a lot of things happened throughout the year. So, like, for me personally, it was a great learning experience. And then to be able to take some of the things that we did put into play at the Tigers that, you know, we had to, you know, fight for every week, to be able to take some of that stuff, but also my experiences of working with the Kiwis and the All-Stars across to the Panthers, it's been awesome. I'm learning more from them than what they're learning from me, which is always the way when you go to such a quality organisation. But, you know, it's really, really exciting for me. And, you know, I'm really privileged to be able to go and work with guys like that where, you know, there's such strength at the top, but such growth coming through at the bottom of the group as well. So, and good people and good staff everywhere. It's, yeah, pretty awesome to be out there and doing my thing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, you mentioned that the NRL clubs have really bought in. Now, you're at Penrith now, and I've noticed there's only one Penrith player, as near as I can tell, in your lineup. That's James Fisher-Harris. Yep. Is that because Ivan said, look, you can have one, I just don't want to risk anyone else? Like, because obviously, from a club point of view, we do worry about our club stars. Like, I'm just glad. Look, I'm glad you've got no Knights. That's all I'm saying.
It's a good question because, you know, from a Penrith point of view, Fish was the only one available because of the training times and stuff like that. So when the boys came back from the World Cup, there's a situation around how long they needed to train to be able to play in this game. And that's rugby league now. It's just, you know, working with players coming back, making sure they're fit enough and all of that. But Fish was really the only one that was available because of that. There's only one other Māori player in our top 30, which is Jerome Lawai, and he didn't get back in time for the training days, basically because of the fact that he played in the last game of the World Cup. And you know, that was always going to be something that would have to be dealt with just because of the circumstances of when this game was on versus when the season finished. You know, there's a little bit of that that's happened in this game, I think, for both teams. But at the end of the day, like as I said, it doesn't matter who's in or who's not in the team. You know, when the guys put the jerseys on, they'll go out and rip and tear and do what they need to do to win their game, win the game for the team that they're playing in. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, culture is going to be the winner on the day because we're going to see some great spectacles on the game day. But leading into it during the week, there's a number of great learning experiences for the players and the fans in Rotorua. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Mate, it's a shame Jerome couldn't be part of the squad. I mean, is he at least going to be there just to help with the halftime chat or you on that on your own?
Give a few toasts, Lee.
Yeah, a bit of a rev up.
Mate, thank you very much for joining us, Ben. We're going to have to get going there. But, mate, we'll all be watching. We're really looking forward to the game. And best of luck. Good luck getting the boys in camp. And enjoy the whole experience, mate. Well, thanks for being part of the Summer Run Home.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time and buying into the game. It's such an important game for the people of New Zealand and the Māori people. So appreciate the time and space on the radio today.
Thanks, Ben.